This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Maybe you and I need to pray, God, would you give him the spirit of repentance? Would you bring the truth into her eyes in such a way that she sees her need for repentance? It may be a new way for somebody to pray. God gives them the ability to repent and to come to a knowledge of the truth. What does that mean? I've talked to people over the years who said there's something that happened in their life 5 and 10 years earlier. I mean, this has happened many times, that they blew off and said, it wasn't that big of a deal. But they're driving down I-75. They're driving down 675 or I-70, or they're on a freeway somewhere in the country, and all of a sudden their mind and their spirit is flooded with something they did, and they realize, I did hurt him. I did hurt people. I did hurt her. I did wound the children. I did this. And all of a sudden, there's a spirit of conviction that wasn't there 5 minutes earlier, but all of a sudden it's there. It's called the grace of God to call people to repentance. We don't need to say, you need to repent. We pray, God, give him a spirit of repentance. God, give her a spirit of repentance. Verse 26 is frightening, that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. You may call this hocus pocus, but I don't. I think Satan captures people intellectually. I really do. It's what it is. They're captured by the world system apart from Christ. They're captured by the culture, and their minds have been captured. That's exactly what I would call it. They were captured. I'm going to tell you a powerful story as I end quickly here, told by Igor, what a name, Igor Schlest. Igor and Katja live in Germany, in Essen, Germany. And they are missionaries for the organization that we have some involvement with called Jews for Jesus. So Igor and his wife Katja, Russian missionaries in Essen, Germany, of all places. Listen to this story. When a man I'll refer to as Dimitri asked how I could believe in a God who doesn't exist, I smiled and asked him why he was so sure that God didn't exist. Dimitri responded that a loving God wouldn't allow all that is going on in the world. Therefore, since I've decided that a loving God wouldn't allow that to happen, he doesn't exist. You catch the logic? Dimitri says, I just can't see a loving God allowing this to happen, so therefore he must not exist. Much can be said about free will and the results of sin when addressing this matter. Perhaps others had spoken to Dimitri about such things. I surprised him by asking him how he knew that God was loving. How'd you know God was loving? Who told you God was loving? What if God was not loving at all and that's why he allowed everything? Dimitri paused. If he again claimed that God didn't exist, he would have to think of a different argument. Otherwise, he would have to admit that God exists and continue to argue with me. But his pause was brief, and then he said, if God is not loving, I surely don't want to serve such an angry God. I too paused briefly before telling him, well, it looks like God exists, doesn't it? The evil in the world has never been a logical way to disprove God's existence. Listen to that again. The evil in this world has never been a logical way to disprove God's existence. Well, this story is so lengthy, you're going to need to tune in tomorrow to hear it, or go to our website, crosshope.org, to listen to the remainder of this story and the remainder of this message. Again, our website is crosshope.org to listen to this message or any other message you may have heard on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.